Well, we are just about 20 seconds or so away from your having a chance to hear some surf rock from the Outer Limits band. And in fact, they're set up and ready to go. Here they are, the Outer Limits. There you've got the group, I believe it's The Outer Limits. There is a V in front. And let's go to the guitar player to meet him. This is Greg Constantino, I do believe. Tell me about yourself and a bit about the band.
A little bit about myself. Well, I live in Lawrenceville, so I'm a local guy and have known these guys for quite a while. Gary and I have been playing together. We were just trying to figure it out, somewhere between 12 and 15 years together. Ryan, I've known for a long time, joined the band during the pandemic when everybody needed a bass player, and he was there for us. And so we've been playing a little bit around town, changed our name from what it used to be to The Outer Limits now, and just played last week at a great little bar in Millville called Poetry. We're going to do another gig February 1st at the Thunderbird, and that's what's going on.
Makes me wonder what the band's name used to be, but you don't need to tell me that. That's fine. Who is the origin of surf rock? Who can best speak to that? Any of you? Or
I mean, I guess surf rock, the surf rock that we play, Dick Dale was pretty much the originator of that. It started in Southern California in the late 50s and early 60s, and a lot of people think of the Beach Boys as surf music, but that's really more, you know, songs about surfing. Real surf rock is generally instrumental. It's usually guitar, bass, and drums, maybe a couple of guitar players, sometimes three, and it's generally instrumental. And that's pretty much what we do.
Yeah, you think about the Ventures as one of the biggest groups, and Dick Dale, I'm glad you mentioned him. He, I'm trying to remember, he was still performing 15, 20 years ago, I think.
Actually, he was performing more recently than that. He only passed away a few years ago and was on the road right up until the time that he passed away. And we actually got to open for him 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. Yeah, and it was one of the greatest gigs we've had. It was really, really fun.
I'll bet. That had to be a lot of fun. Let's meet the other musicians, and then we'll hear some more music. That was Greg. And let's go to, I didn't realize there was a big bass shortage during the pandemic. Gosh, this is Ryan. Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Tell me a bit about yourself and perhaps your thoughts about the music you're playing. Not a lot of people play surf rock necessarily or know much about it.
Yeah, my name is Ryan Kantner. I'm a musician and a music teacher at Anderson Music Academy. Shout out to all my students and teachers over there. I was not myself. I mean, I knew surf rock. I wasn't a huge fan until I joined this band, and it kind of like the bug bit me pretty hard. I guess my introduction to it actually came probably through, weirdly enough, the band The Who, because John Entwistle, their bass player, was heavily influenced by surf. So a lot of the things you do on the neck, like in surf guitar, you know, I kind of did on bass for a while now. So it's really fun music. I love it a lot.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And now we go to the drummer of the group, Gary, who was the one who, another veteran of the band, and Gary packed efficiently today, nicely.
Mini kit.
Yes. You don't have much here, although I'll say the bass you brought, which is, that's actually a really interesting drum, because tell me about that.
It used to be a floor tom. I converted it into a kick drum just for size and easy maneuvering.
Yeah, it works really well. When you were bringing that in, I thought for a second it was a keg. it's about the same size. How do you feel about this kind of music?
I love it. I've been playing drums for 35 years or so. Played rockabilly for a long time, and the transition from rockabilly to surf is pretty much a straight.
Yeah, they definitely are musical cousins. I noticed the inverted cymbal that you've got here. Is what's that for?
It's just another space-saving device. I just flipped it upside down to put it on there so I can hit it without having an extra stain.
Makes sense. It's a small, maybe a...
it's called a splash.
A 10-inch cymbal, but it's inverted on top of a large... There it is. Rather than having its own stand. Very smart. I'd like to see you pack a car. Yeah. I'll bet you're pretty good at it. What song did you open up with, and what would you like to play next?
Well, the first song was called Skull Bucket, and right now we're going to do a song we've been doing for a while. It's called the Triple O Stomp.
And are these all sort of from the genre itself, or any of them your own songs?
These two actually are originals. Most of what we're going to do today will be originals. There might be a couple of covers that we'll throw in, but yeah, these are originals.
Excellent. Here again, The Outer Limits.
We'll be right back.
Outer Limits here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks to Chad, by the way, who's doing a great job with sound, Chad Green, who, can you still hear me, Chad? He can't. it's great to have you out here in the Youth Media Center playing, and the band sounds good. Have you guys recorded much at all?
We're actually in the process of recording right now. We're hoping to put something out hopefully soon, sometime this lifetime.
Well, I hope so. And I will note that they will be at the Thunderbird Cafe on Thursday, February 1st. So there's some time. The Outer Limits, probably the best way to follow them is on Instagram. And what would you like to do next?
We're going to do another original, but it'll be followed by a cover that most folks in Pittsburgh will know. It's a song that is near and dear to my heart, being a big Chiller Theater fan and a big fan of Chilly Billy Cardilly. Experiment and Terror was the theme to Chiller Theater for many, many years. And growing up, I always wanted to do that that song. So we do it, but we do it a little bit differently. We do it our own way, and it's actually mashed together with an old Duane Eddy song. So it's one of ours, one of Henry Mancini's, and Wanda Duane Eddy's all together.
Okay, we'll let you go through all those songs as you come together. Here again, The Outer Limits. We'll be right back. there you've got music from the Outer Limits. And Ron, who is normally in Edgewood, is in Hawaii today and is listening. And he just sent a moment ago a photograph of an exhibit at a museum in Phoenix on Dick Dale. And it's actually a really nice write-up. I'll share some of it. While his music is closely associated with Southern California surfing culture, it was also influenced by the music of his Lebanese family background, Gene Krupa's big band drumming, and Dale's early studies in trumpet, drums, and ukulele. His relationship with Leo Fender changed the sound and amplified volume of electric guitars. Richard Anthony Mansour, his birth name. His family moved from Boston to Orange County, California in 1954. He was 16, started playing night spots like the Rendezvous Ballroom and eventually The World, and heard for decades on albums, films, and soundtracks. So tonight's exhibit mentions Let's Go Trippin' in Miser Lou. And Ron, thank you for sending that along with a picture of Dale's guitar in the museum as well. Nice, fitting tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. He really was the guy that that started the whole ball rolling and really just kept it going. And, you know, he appeared in the beach movies with Frankie and Annette, and then had a big resurgence in the 90s when when Miser Lou was basically the opening theme to Pulp Fiction. And that started a third wave of his career, which never stopped.
Yeah, and he died in 2019, so 81 years old at the time, 82 maybe, when he passed away, but was still performing. I remember reading about some of his tours towards the end of his life. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. The Outer Limits is the name of the band. We probably have time for two more. What would you like to do?
We're going to do another one of our own, What's a Mata Hari. And then we're going to do another from one of the originators of this style of music that we do, a man by the name of Link Wray, who finally got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his song Rumble, which has the distinction of being the only instrumental ever banned on the radio. And that's what we're going to do.
You're scaring me.
You should be afraid.
I'm not too afraid of it. Thank you, guys. Are you going to put these back to back? It probably makes the most sense. Thank you all for being here today. It's great to have something a little different. Here again, The Outer Limits.
Thank you very much, everybody.